Well, good morning. Some fog and mist out there. In fact, a dense fog advisory is in place till 1 this afternoon. The fog will be around with us for a while. 36 degrees now at 5:05. I'm Steve Simpson, WCCO News. This hour's top local story, the weight of the snow, apparently claiming two metro area roofs, including the one at the cattle barn at the state fairgrounds. Our Sloan Martin has more.
A portion of the southeast corner of the cattle barn collapsed last night. Firefighters were called out to the part of the structure that houses trailers and other equipment. In a statement, the state fair says the rest of the building is safe. There were no livestock or people in the building at the time of the collapse. The 117,000-square-foot barn was built in 1920. Meanwhile, investigators in Shakopee have not yet said what caused the collapse of a roof at the Super 8 Motel. The roof over the pool was seen sagging earlier in the day, so they closed the pool as a precaution. No one was hurt. The motel was evacuated since there was a gas meter nearby. Sloan Martin, WCCO.
Of course, we're expecting quite a bit of rain today. In fact, a flood watch goes into effect this afternoon through tomorrow evening for scattered street flooding. You might call all of this the anatomy of a pothole.
That water goes down inside cracks in the pavement, and then it freezes at night when the temperatures drop, and water expands when it freezes. So it'll break the pavement loose just a little bit, and after a couple, 3 nights, it breaks it up even more.
And then cars drive on it, and we all know what happens next. That's MnDOT spokesman Kevin Gutnick says this time of year can be tricky because the same crews that plow the roads also fill the potholes. He says snow removal during big storms takes priority, of course. Then it's back to patching and repairing. And again, now we've got a lot of moisture out there, either in the form of the melting snow or the rain. More criticism after a Republican-majority Minnesota Senate committee took 3 hours of testimony on a bill to legalize recreational marijuana and then promptly voted it down, followed by another rejection to form a task force to study the issue. The bill's co-author, Republican Senator Scott Jensen of Chaska, telling WCCO's Chad Hartman he thinks some members were simply worried about losing voters if they supported the task force idea.
I think that people worry about how it'll play out in
their votes, right? And that their voters will be mad at them for feeling that they'll be used somehow against them, that they're soft on drugs. Isn't that it?
I think there will be concerns about how it will impact on elections. And to me, I think a task force is absolutely the next step.
The recreational marijuana bill is considered dead now for this session. Governor Walz's plan for Minnesota to get 100% of its electricity from carbon-free sources coming under criticism at its first hearing, with representatives from some of the state's smaller utilities saying they can't meet that goal. Joel Johnson, a lobbyist for Minkota Power Cooperative, testified that the plan is misguided and unrealistic. But Commerce Commissioner Steve Kelly and environmental groups support the proposal. The committee did not take a vote. Looks like some pretty major fishing restrictions on Lake Mille Lacs are paying off.
For the first time in a few years, we are going to be able to offer limited harvest of walleye. It's been catch and release the last couple of years, and that will be in the period from the opening day until May 31st. And after that, the plan for walleye is catch and release only throughout the rest of the season.
DNR Fisheries Chief Brad Parson says Mille Lacs anglers will be able to keep one walleye between 21 and 23 inches, or one walleye over 28. This year's walleye opener is coming up on Saturday, May 11th.